From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting some international agreement in an effort to curb violence in Israel. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Saturday that Israel and Jordan have agreed on steps aimed at reducing tensions at a holy site in Jerusalem that have fanned Israeli-Palestinian violence. In the Jordanian capital, after meeting with King Abdullah II and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, Kerry told reporters all the violence and the incitement to violence must stop, leaders must lead. The top U.S. diplomat said the steps include round-the-clock video monitoring and Israel's reaffirming of Jordan's special and historic role as custodian of the site, known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as the Haram al-Sharif. John Kerry has announced plans for a broad international meeting on Syria during the coming week, stepping up diplomatic efforts to reach a political settlement of the prolonged and bloody conflict there. Kerry spoke to reporters in Vienna late Friday after meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
The United States, I want to emphasize, welcomes support in the fight against Daesh. And if Russia intends to join in that fight, we welcome a constructive role. But targeting moderate fighters doesn't hurt Daesh. It makes it easier for Assad to continue brutalizing the Syrian people.
Syrian President Assad has garnered Russia's support, but the U.S., Turkey, and Saudi Arabia support a leadership change. Following a joint meeting with top officials from Russia, Turkey, and Syria, Kerry said they'll continue talks next Friday, aimed at advancing what he called the meaningful political process. This is VOA News. The Islamic State militant group has claimed responsibility for a series of blasts in Bangladesh Saturday that killed a teenage boy and disrupted a religious procession by thousands of Shiite Muslims in the capital. Dozens of other people were wounded during the attack in Dhaka, where worshippers gathered to mark the annual festival of Ashura, a sacred occasion for Shiites. The U.S.-based terrorist monitoring group SITE reported that the Islamic State group issued a statement saying its soldiers in Bangladesh had set off the explosions during what the militants condemned as a polytheistic ritual. Four women suicide bombers blew themselves up near the city of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria Saturday, according to authorities, that after security guards challenged them and tried to carry out a search. Nigerian authorities said a fifth person also was killed. 10 others were wounded by the blast, which appeared to be the latest in a string of attacks by the Boko Haram Islamist extremist group. Boko Haram suicide bombers killed 42 people in attacks on mosques on Friday in Maiduguri, the largest city in northeastern Nigeria, in the Yola, 400 kilometers to the south. A spokesman for the government's emergency management agency, Sani Dati, said the would-be attackers were intercepted by members of a joint force of military and civilian tasked with trying to block Boko Haram attackers. Maldives police have arrested Vice President Ahmad Adib on suspicion he is linked to last month's assassination attempt against President Abdullah Yameen. Home Minister Umar Nasir posted on his Twitter account that Adib has been charged with high treason and is being held in Donadiuhu Detention Center. President Yameen was not harmed in the September 28th blast on his speedboat. However, his wife and two others were wounded. The much-feared Hurricane Patricia over Mexico has weakened significantly after coming ashore as the strongest storm ever in the Western Hemisphere. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said first reports confirm that the damage has been less than corresponding to a hurricane of this magnitude.
Lo reitero, aún no podemos bajar la guardia. Insisto.
So far, there have been no reports of fatalities or serious injuries. Many people took shelter ahead of the storm, especially in the coastal areas. Some tourists decided to ride out the mammoth storm. Patricia continues to weaken as it moves farther inland over southwestern Mexico and across western and northern Mexico. The Hurricane Center in Miami warned the storm could also cause coastal flooding, destructive waves, and flash floods across the U.S. coast. And a 98-year-old South Korean man cried loudly and repeatedly buried his face as South Koreans visited relatives in the north.
That's the latest world news from VOA.